Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Mike.
Now, today we're talking about music.
Yay! We love music. You're a singer. I'm play in a band.
Somewhat of a singer.
You're a singer.
I scream.
You're a screamer.
Yeah, my singing voice is not that good, but we're talking about people, and their singing voice is lovely. They've been nominated for a Grammy.
That's true. That's true.
If you're not familiar with the Grammys, that's one of the top awards.
It's like the Oscars of music.
Basically, yeah. And they've been nominated for one of these awards, and it's special because it is prisoners.
That's right. You shouldn't feel so bad, because since they are prisoners, they're in jail.
Yes.
They've committed a crime. They've gone to jail. So don't feel bad, because they have lots of free time to practice singing.
They got all day.
Since they're in jail.
They got all day to just work on those singing voice, that singing voice of theirs. And yes, it has come up with an award nomination for them. We're going to find out all about this program that has allowed them to make an album that has been nominated for this very prestigious award. So let's get on with today's article.
Reading.
Grammy-nominated album gives prisoners a voice. A group of prisoners sing and stomp their feet in the dirt of the prison yard. The singers are inmates from Malawi's Zomba prison, most of whom face life sentences. Yet, they are the latest musicians to receive a Grammy nomination. Through an album called I Have No Everything Here, male and female inmates were able to share their stories with the world. This album was created thanks to the Zomba Prison Project. The Zomba Prison Project was brought to life by American music producer Ian Brennan. In August 2013, he traveled to southern Malawi to record at Zomba Prison. Though some doubted whether inmates could make music worth recording, Brennan felt otherwise. Brennan believed there was bound to be music in a place where people are limited in how they can express themselves. Brennan was right. About 60 prisoners, as well as a few guards, helped create the soul-stirring album. The completed album is a collection of 20 songs, 18 of which were written by the prisoners themselves.
Okay, the article starts off today by saying a group of prisoners sing and stomp their feet in the dirt of the prison yard. Yes, that's what it means to stomp. That's when you push your feet down into the ground in a forceful sort of way.
And when you're angry.
When you're angry, or soldiers marching, they might stomp their feet just like this. A prisoner, as we said in the opening of today's program, that's somebody who is in jail. They have probably committed a crime. They have done something against the law. And of course, if you do that, you go to jail or to prison. Prison and jail mean the exact same thing. The prison yard, that's where the prisoners will go outside sometimes to get exercise.
Oh, okay.
They can walk around, they can lift weights.
They might have basketball nets and places to exercise.
They will have sports. Sometimes they're not allowed outside for very long.
That's right.
Maybe like an hour per day or something like that. But these guys, they're kind of stomping and singing. They're stomping their feet in the dirt. The dirt is the ground, the soil or the dust, that kind of thing that's on the ground.
That's right. Well, who are these talented prisoners? Let's read on. It says the singers are inmates from Malawi's Zomba prison, most of whom face life sentences. Wow, so these are some pretty serious prisoners, a life sentence. Well, a sentence here is not like a sentence that you write in English with verbs and nouns and a period at the end. A sentence here, when we're talking about crime and prisoners and jail, it's the amount of time that the judge or the court sends you to jail for. So if you, you know, steal something small, you might get a one-year sentence. If you kill someone, you might get a life sentence, which means that's the amount of time you must be in jail. And And if you are in jail, one word that we could use to describe a person in jail is an inmate. Prisoner is okay. Inmate is also acceptable. It's one of the terms you might see the police or prisoners use to talk about themselves being inmates and not prisoners.
Okay, so these guys, they're in jail. A lot of them have a life sentence.
Long time.
As you say, they've done some serious crimes.
Yeah.
Yet, they are the latest musicians to receive a Grammy nomination.
Wow.
Okay, a nomination is when somebody says you have a chance to win an award. When we have the Grammys or the Oscars, the things that are announced first are the nominations.
Okay.
The people who are nominated are the nominees.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so if you have a nomination, you are a nominee. That means you are one of the people that has a chance to win the award. So they say the nominees for Best Actor are Leonardo DiCaprio, who else? Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, some other actor.
A few other names. Okay.
And then, of course, they will pick the winner out nominations or the nominees.
Oh.
Okay, so these prisoners, they have been nominated for an award.
Wow, that's cool. Let's check out the album. It says, through an album called I Have Know Everything Here, male and female inmates were able to share their stories with the world. Very, very cool. So that's the name of the album, I Have Know Everything Here. Now, if you think that that English sounds a little funny, you're exactly right. It isn't exactly proper English, but the meaning, I think, would be I have nothing here. I have no everything. I have no of everything or nothing here because, of course, they're prisoners and they're not allowed to keep their own things. So it says male and female inmates. That's interesting, telling us there's both men and women singing on the album and they're able to share their stories with the world. Fascinating. So how did this album come about? It's kind of unusual for prisoners to make an album.
Well, this album was created thanks to the Zomba Prison Project. This phrase, thanks to, it's like saying because of something allowed something else to happen. So there's this project, the Zomba Prison Project. It allowed them to make an album. These men and women got to get together, make some music, and it's been internationally recognized.
Very cool. The Zomba Prison Project was brought to life by American music producer Ian Brennan. So we could also say thanks to Ian Brennan, this project was brought to life. And if you bring something to life, you make it come alive, you give it life, you give it action, you make it happen. It's a shortcut for you, so let's take a quick break and find out more about it.
Shortcut for you.
Are you writing another story, Pat?
That's right. I had a great idea last night, and now I'm trying to bring it to life.
Is it a story about people bringing the dead back to life?
Not quite. To bring something to life just means to create something.
Oh, that's a relief. Bring something to life means 使什么什么成真, 或是赋予什么什么生命.
Yes, but now that you mention it, maybe I can add something to the story about people coming back from the dead.
No, please.
Yes,
oh, no.
The evil magician cast a spell, and the armies of the dead covered the land.
I don't want to see this idea brought to life. I'm out of here.
All right, that was our shortcut for you, all about bringing something to life.
That's right. Ian Brennan was the music producer. So what's his story?
In August 2013, he traveled to southern Malawi to record at Zomba Prison.
So wow.
He got on a plane. He went from, I guess, the United States to Africa to record at Zomba Prison. So he would have to bring some recording equipment with him, I guess. To record an album, I guess, as you must know, it's not easy.
No, it takes some time.
It takes some money, and it takes some advanced equipment.
That's right, special equipment.
That they would probably not have at a prison.
No.
Not a lot of prisons have recording studios, although in Norway,
Really?
They do.
Wow.
Some prisons actually have recording studios.
So if you're a musician, go commit a crime in Norway and you'll be okay. But I guess these days with computers and a good microphone, you could probably do quite a lot, even
like
in a prison.
Home recording has become easier.
Yeah.
But still, recording in a prison, I'm sure, would be a challenge.
Not easy.
The article also says, though some doubted whether inmates could make music worth recording, Brennan felt otherwise. Okay, so people were doubting this. They were saying, well, you can't do this.
They're prisoners. They're bad people.
Yeah, it said they wouldn't make music worth recording. It's basically saying, well, the music they're going to make is going to be bad.
Bad music.
It's not going to be very good at
all.
They'll
be singing about violent things or something. You know, this is what people would think. But, of course, they're wrong.
They were wrong. Brennan felt otherwise.
That's right.
It means he had the opposite feelings of those people. They were saying, the music will be bad. He was saying, no. They can do something. They can do something positive. They can make some good music.
If you think otherwise, feel otherwise, or act otherwise, you could also say it means you're doing the opposite of what most people or at least one other person says. So Brennan, it says, believed there was bound to be music in a place where people are limited in how they can express themselves. Well, that's an interesting way of thinking about it, and it proves that he was wrong. He thought there was music, there was bound to be music, I should say, in a place like a jail where people are limited, where they can't really have a lot of freedom, they can't really say what they want. So if they're given a chance, they are bound to do something good. If you're bound to do something, it basically means that is your destiny. That is what is going to happen. That is definitely the fate or the future that is there.
Brennan was right, okay, so he felt otherwise, and he was right. About 60 prisoners, as well as a few guards, helped create the soul-stirring album.
Ooh.
Okay, so we had not only the prisoners, the people in jail, the guards, those are the people who are watching the prisoners, making sure they are behaving themselves, making sure they're not hurting each other or doing bad things while they're in prison. They took part in the album as well, and they made a soul-stirring album. Now, to stir, usually we use that when we're talking about cooking. You might have some ingredients in a bowl and you use a spoon to stir them around, move them around.
Stir the sugar into your coffee.
Exactly. But this is soul stirring. The soul, people might believe that's the part of you that you cannot see, that's within you.
It's your spirit.
Your spirit. And if something is soul stirring, it means it makes you feel a lot of very strong emotions, basically. It might make you feel sad or happy or angry, any sort of emotion. And if something can do that, we can say it is soul-stirring.
There you go. And it sounds like quite a good album. The completed album is a collection of 20 songs, 18 of which were written by the prisoners. So they're not singing famous songs by other artists. They actually wrote a lot of these songs. The prisoners themselves, it says, wrote 18 of the 20 songs on this album or this collection. An album is basically a collection of something. We can have a music album, which is like a CD with maybe 10 or 20 songs on it, or a photo album, which is a big book where you collect all your family pictures from many years, and it's all together in one set.
So I guess two of the songs would have been written by somebody outside the group. Perhaps they are cover songs.
Yeah.
When a band plays a song that was written by another band, we call that a cover song or covering that band. But there's 20 songs. That's a long album.
It is, yeah.
That's a very long album. As you said, most albums are maybe 8 to 10 songs.
Yeah, around that.
Maybe 30 minutes to an hour or longer if the band is really, ambitious.
Or maybe they're just very short songs on the album. But it sounds like if you pay for it, you'll get your money back.
You'll get your money's worth.
That's right.
Absolutely. So this has been a very interesting project we've learned about today. We're almost out of time. Before we leave you, let's go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
So today we've been talking about inmates in Malawi who have made an album.
Yes.
It said it's a very soul-stirring album.
That's right.
It can make you feel some very strong emotions, as we explained. And that's the power of music. You might listen to a song and it might make you feel a certain way. Or when you are feeling a certain way, you might choose a certain song in that situation to listen to. Either to make you feel better, or sometimes just to go through whatever you're going through at that time.
That's true. When things are soul-stirring, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to make you feel sad mm-hmm. or happy or any one emotion. It could be lots of different things. So, for example, if you have a big race coming up, you might want to listen to something exciting. If something bad's happened in your day, you might want to listen to something sad so you can kind of stay with your feelings. Or you might want to listen to something happy to try to wash away, to blow away that sad feeling. So mm-hmm. really depending on your mood, music can fit and it can really change your mood as well if you want it to.
Now the question before us today is,
yes,
what song do you listen to
okay.
when you're sad?
Oh.
And what is it about? Are you ever sad?
Well, I thought
do
it
you
was
get sad?
I thought it was all the time.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be when you're excited or happy, but
no, it's when you're sad.
You're sad.
Yeah.
That's a difficult question.
Very personal.
It is kind of personal, and also I'd say it's difficult because, well, as I mentioned earlier, if I'm sad, do I want to continue being sad?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I want to get rid of that sadness and listen to something happy?
Like something super happy.
Exactly.
Well, when I'm sad,
okay.
There is one song that I know that I can say
that's not
too embarrassing.
Okay.
There's
Candles in the Wind by Elton John.
Absolutely not.
We Are the World.
No. You're 0 for 2. I'll give you
heart,
one more.
My Heart Will Go On by Celine.
No, wrong.
If you had said yes to any of those, I would have been...
Then the show would be over.
Quite upset.
Okay.
Yes.
No, it's a band called the Foo Fighters.
The Foo Fighters.
I'm sure a lot of you know
sure.
that band
good
out there.
Good band. Yeah.
They have an old song
mm-hmm.
Called Everlong that I like.
Great song.
It's a very good song. It's a very famous song.
Yeah.
And I find it kind of an uplifting song. The lyrics are actually kind of sad. The singer, his name is Dave Grohl.
Mm-hmm,
You might also know him from Nirvana.
Played drums.
He played drums, and then he was a singer and a guitar player.
Yep.
He's the
nicest man in rock and roll.
He is a very nice guy,
That's what they say.
And he just seems very enthusiastic.
Yep.
And the song, he's kind of talking about uncertainty, I guess.
Oh,
things like
okay.
that. But there's something about the guitar and the mm-hmm. The beat of the song, I guess, I find it uplifting. So
okay. If
I'm feeling sad, I listen to that song, and it kind of helps me get out of that, I guess. And it's been that way for, I think that song is at least 15 years old.
Yeah, probably. That was, what, their third album?
That was
second album?
The Color and the Shape.
Second album,
I think it was, and one of their most famous songs.
Still very popular.
The famous American talk show host, David Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
That's his favorite song of all time.
Really?
When he had his last show after, like, 40 years.
Yeah.
He had them come on and play that song.
I did not know that.
For the last show.
Very, very cool. Okay.
So that's one of the songs.
Yep.
So I when I listen to this, I want to get out of that. I don't want to listen to something sad. But that's okay, too, because sometimes doing that, you realize that there's other people out there that have the same emotions as you, and that can make you feel better. Even though the lyrics might be sad or the melody might be kind of depressing, it can help you that way too. So, you guys can probably have a very long discussion about this as well. Talking about music, you can go on for hours and hours and hours. What song do you listen to when you're sad, and what is it about? As for Mike and myself, we are out of time for today. Please join us again next time on English for You. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Mike.
Bye-bye.
Grammy-nominated album gives prisoners a voice. A group of prisoners sing and stomp their feet in the dirt of the prison yard. The singers are inmates from Malawi's Zomba prison, most of whom face life sentences. Yet, they are the latest musicians to receive a Grammy nomination. Through an album called I Have No Everything Here, male and female inmates were able to share their stories with the world. This album was created thanks to the Zomba Prison Project. The Zomba Prison Project was brought to life by American music producer Ian Brennan. In August 2013, he traveled to southern Malawi to record at Zomba Prison. Though some doubted whether inmates could make music worth recording, Brennan felt otherwise. Brennan believed there was bound to be music in a place where people are limited in how they can express themselves. Brennan was right. About 60 prisoners, as well as a few guards, helped create the soul-stirring album. The completed album is a collection of 20 songs, 18 of which were written by the prisoners themselves.
Vocabulary Review. Prisoner. The prisoner had been in prison for 15 years before he was finally released. Dirt. I need to wash the dog. It has been rolling around in the dirt outside. Sentence. The criminal faced a life sentence in prison for her crimes. Otherwise. Long ago, people thought the world was flat. Only a few individuals believed otherwise. Stir. This beautiful music stirs the emotions of everyone who listens to it. Collection. This book is actually a collection of the author's most popular short stories.